Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
So tell me why we even trying to deny this feeling. I feel it, don't you feel it too? There's a rumor going round and round and round. What you say we make it true? We make it true.
You know, there's a couple of songs and CDs or albums with the word rumor in it. How do rumors get started? Remember that song, Teak? I know you do. Fleetwood Mac had Rumors, the CD, one of the great CDs. And our boy, our buddy, our friend Lee Bryce, that is good work right there, Rumor. Everything he says, everything he writes, it just hits home on a human level. He's awesome. We love him. We're also a little biased because we know him. But if you don't know him, you obviously love his music because he is a worldwide star. He's also a big-time Clemson fan because he went there. Mm-hmm. And he played there. He was the long snapper, a walk-on. So, Lee, the question is, he's down in Louisiana for the game tonight. Get ready to watch his Clemson Tigers hopefully beat, from his point of view, LSU. We want to know, how many scotches or beers deep is Lee Bryce right now? How many pops you had so far, Lee?
Listen. I got my little kid with me, with my brother and my daddy. Well, daddy's also holds it back a little bit. But we are two hurricanes in.
Woof!
And a virgin hurricane for Dakota.
Okay. Attaboy, responsible dad.
We actually made our way. We parked about a mile out. I mean, really, a mile ain't nothing. We walked into the French Quarter. We stopped and kind of had a little pause and enjoyed ourselves for a minute and worked our way on over to the hotel. And we're only about 4 blocks away from the stadium, so now we're about to head on in after this interview. But, man, this is awesome, and we are having a ball.
Yeah, no, I bet you are, Lee. Like, BT and I were having a discussion about how well Clemson would travel to this game. Not necessarily just because of how the Clemson Tigers faithful travel. We know they travel. But relative to LSU fans, which are right there, what's the ratio? I thought it would be like 8-1 LSU Clemson.
Nah.
What's the ratio down there right now, Lee?
Man, the ratio is pretty good. I think I'd have to look harder, but I mean, there's a lot. I mean, here's the deal. Like, you can walk downtown through the French Quarter. You can look up in apartments, places that you know people live.
Yeah.
And there's just, you know, LSU jerseys and flags hanging everywhere because this is literally
their backyard.
Home.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a lot of people here, I don't know how many of those people are going to the game. But I will say there is a lot of Clemson Tigers.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen them representing hardcore, but it's really cool because, you know, these people down here, all of these folks down here, these locals, they're so sweet and very, very respectful and awesome. And we've been having good conversations and we're all excited about this game. You know, I mean, I really think this might be the most evenly matched kind of 1-2 punch.
Yep.
Game in a long time, really. I mean, this is exciting. You know, if both teams show up and don't make big mistakes, it could be a battle, a big time battle, you know, to remember for a long time.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you. We're talking to Lee Bryce, country music icon and big time Clemson fan. He went there. He's a walk on. It's in his blood, and he's with us here on Tiki and Tierney, a good friend of our show. Met him a couple of years back. Just a class act, a real dude. I mean, listen, Lee, I want you to quantify your level of, not excitement, we know you're ready to roll, your degree of confidence. I mean, let's face it, man, Joe Burrow's not playing this year, and neither is that that LSU team, 14-0, like you guys. Are you confident that you win tonight?
You know, I am confident because I feel like it does come down to the tiny things. I mean, I really do. But it comes down to the tiny stuff of discipline, mistakes, because I feel like overall, if you just look at everything from the fact that we got the number one defense, they got a good defense, but it's not number one, but they got a great offense, obviously Joe and what he does, but we have a great offense. I feel like we all line up pretty well. I feel like it's going to come down to the men that are playing on that field. And I just tell you one thing, Dabo, he has been coaching these guys not to just be football players, but to be responsible, stand-up men, human beings that do the right thing, do their job. And I feel like that just maybe we'll get that edge right there.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I do know. I'm excited about the game because I know, as long as both teams show up and don't make anything stupid, you know, too many stupid mistakes. It's hard to tell because you're right. I mean, LSU, in fact, the very first game of the season, I happened to be watching LSU.
Against Oregon.
And I remember saying to myself and to a couple of buddies at that moment, so that's the team to beat this year.
Yeah.
And they weren't, you know, LSU wasn't like all over the news for about 3 or 4 or 5 weeks in the first beginning of the season. You know, they were just LSU and they were doing well, they were doing good. But then, you know, they started to break out and they became. But I knew from the very beginning that they were going to be, because I watched them and I'm telling you, look, yes, I know these boys are as good as it gets.
Yeah.
They're as good as Alabama was. They're as good as, you know, they're as good as you can get. But so are we. If we're playing great and we all show up. So it's hard to say anything about this game other than the fact that I think we got the two best teams in the country.
No, you're right.
Sure.
Yeah, they definitely got this one right. 14, not that they had any choice but to get it right because they're both undefeated and one's the reigning national champion. But Lee, your first year was what, 98, 99? Down there?
Yeah, 98 and 99, and then I left out of there 2000.
Gotcha. So you were with Tommy West and then Tommy Bowden, right?
Yeah, so I was Tommy West last year, and I was Tommy Bowden's first year.
And so the thing that's interesting of this Clemson program to where BT and I were just having this discussion, like you're climbing on a plateau to be upstanding with Alabama's of the world, right, as the destinies, these dynasties.
After that time, when I was there, you know, we were always a winning team. You know, we went to Peach Bowl, we went to this bowl, we went to that bowl. But after that, after I left, a couple of years after that, it did become, for even 10 years, it became, well, we would win 10 games and lose two, or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was very good. It just wasn't national championship, and then the playoffs came along, and that's when we stepped up. So when Dabo popped in, man, whenever, you know, it's like he really did start changing it. People didn't realize that we were winning 10 games a season. They didn't really give us the credit even then, you know. I think it was 10, like 9 years in a row.
Yeah, 10-4, 11-2, 11-2, 10-3.
So that's a good place to be, and we always felt good about it. But, man, yeah, Dabo just has done something to these kids and done something to the whole program. And even Venables was talking yesterday, and they said, hey, why aren't you, you know, offense coordinator somewhere or head coach somewhere? He said, well, I think one of the biggest reasons for our success is the fact that we don't change. In other words, that we have a group of people that we can depend on and grow with every year. He said, that's why I ain't going nowhere. That's why Dabo's not going anywhere. We love it here.
Yeah. Yeah, you see that. So, whereas you see Nick Saban, he loses two or three members of his staff every season, it feels like.
Yeah, but, you know, you can understand that.
Yeah,
you know,
of course.
You can understand it. But Venables and a lot of the guys, the mentality of Clemson is family, and they go, we have strength in that. You know, they feel like that's a big part of their success. So, hey, I'm a fan of how they're doing things there at Clemson now. You know, I really am.
Gotta be.
There we go. A little hurricane starting to seep into the conversation. Lee Bryce. Hey, Lee, you know what I wanted to ask you? When we first met you, you had just released the song Boy.
Yep.
Which, and my son, who just turned 5, was a little guy. I mean, he was real little. And I remember listening to that and driving home with tears in my eyes, in all sincerity. How much of your work, how much of your inspiration is drawn from, I don't want to say Clemson football per se from an X's and O's point of view, no, but like the relationship with your dad, watching Clemson as a kid, how much do you draw on that?
Honestly, just about 90%, 100%, because, and it's not just Clemson, but that was a part of what my family was. That was a part of what the connection between me and my daddy. That was a part of what me and my brother are still connected with. But all the other little things, too, that is the connection. And so it's honestly really, really seriously awesome to be able to say, okay, I got a picture from 2016 with me and my daddy and my brother, tears in our eyes at the last minute. I got it. And I got it framed. And then last year, I got a picture of Dakota was there, my son, so he's added to the equation in this picture. I'm just hoping to get that third picture out of 4 years would be something really, really special. But it's, you know, upbringing. You know, that was a part of my upbringing.
Yeah.
Listen, you know, so I don't know what else to tell you.
Of course, man. Hey, listen, get back to the party, boys. Get back to the party.
Yep.
Oh, God, boy, you going to mess around. Get out there. And I just decided.
Where's your fire going?
Hey, I'm betting Clemson today. I wasn't sure, to be honest with you.
You just convinced him, Lee. You just convinced him.
Put a little something on the Orange Tigers.
We'll see what happens. Y'all know where my heart will be. I'll be somewhere in a corner about 20 rows up.
Nice.
Enjoy
it. Just me and my brother and my daddy and Lewis, and we're going to try to bring the good luck charm, but y'all have a good night. Y'all enjoy it, and good luck to everybody. I think it's going to be a great night.
Appreciate you, Lee. Go Tigers. That's not with the E-A-U-X either, just the O.
Just the conventional G-O.
Yes,
but what about Eddie-O? Maybe,
Be good.
Be
see
good,
you, pal. Lee. Thank you, Lee. I mean, yeah, he's such a regular guy.
Nah,
I mean, really,
awesome.
His Instagram is a worthy follow, mm-hmm, because it's not all these pictures. There's a few things, of course, with work, but you know, him in like at country award ceremonies, getting trophies or getting awards or being honored. It's him playing golf with his boys, yeah, you know, fishing, popping a few back, hanging out with his wife, obviously spending quality time and doing dad things with his kids. That is a quality dude right there. I'm happy he's a friend of the
show. He doesn't
care
about the brand building.
No. He is awesome. If you haven't really truly listened to Lee Bryce's work, give yourself a, you know, listen, admittedly, I'm not a country. I wasn't a big country music guy. I mean, my mom, I told you this, you know, as a kid growing up in Brooklyn, had Kenny Rogers. I love Kenny Rogers. And like the Gatlin Boys. What was that other?
I think Statler's,
was
right.
It the
Statler Brothers.
The Statler Brothers. You know, and obviously Dolly Parton, like these mainstream. But then, you know, I branched into a little, I know you've loved it for a long time.
Oh, wow.
But you listen to his words, and it's about, you know, having a couple of pops and thinking about family and love and being
right.
a dad and all those great things. He's tremendous.
Especially when one of my favorite artists, Hootie and the Blowfish, became
Hootie.
Just Darius Rucker.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And realized that all of those Hootie songs are kind of country songs.
Yeah.
It kind of flipped me.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.